Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
5X, the killers in demand. It's the morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon. Joe Stanley is here. This segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Time for Legal Tuesday here on the morning mess. Oops, you're on the wrong microphone.
I know.
Shannon moved down.
Joe is the man.
Joe is the man. He's the man.
That's
the man.
As I was saying, that sounds like maybe disco's coming back because that sounds like the Bee Gees from the 70s.
Yeah, they had a lot of songs recently that have that kind of disco vibe to them.
Joe Stanley is in the building. Get your question in right now. 315-629-9570. That's the text line. Give us a call directly in the studio and talk to Joe Stanley. 315-421-9595. Joe, next week, next Tuesday, you're going to be calling in, right?
I am.
Dang it.
Well, he's got to get ready for Thanksgiving at with you at his house.
All right. Well, we'll have a menu. I'll email it to you.
Well, we're having a Thanksgiving feast here.
Oh, you are?
We're having turkey.
Are you cooking?
We're having turkey with A1 sauce.
We're going to microwave.
Oh, turkey with A1 sauce. Okay. That sounds good.
That's a messy Jesse thing.
Okay.
So we have never tried it, so we're going to try A1 sauce.
Can't knock it till you try it, right?
Put some horseradish on it, too. Mix up a horseradish and A1. And you'll be
I do love horseradish.
I do, too, but it should be a great combination, A1 and horseradish.
I love horseradish.
Do you mix the A1 and horseradish together, messy Jesse?
No, but I do mix mustard and horseradish together.
Well, that's standard. A lot of mustard has horseradish in it. Some of the real spicy ones.
So, Joe Stanley, before we get started, when you make a grilled cheese sandwich,
do you put
the bread or the butter on the bread or in the pan?
On the bread.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
She puts it in the pan.
Because it's easier.
You just end up with a burnt mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cooking. Somebody
died. Same girl. Yeah,
did you ask her how she boils water?
Same. Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't do the fancy salt, whatever, olive oil thing. I just boil water, put the lid on it.
Well, I can't wait to see the turkey with A1 sauce next week. I'm glad I'm calling in. Because if that's a fancy meal, boy, you guys are in trouble.
Man, sometimes I just wish we had our own television show so you can see what really happens in here. Poor messy Jesse. I don't do the fancy way of putting salt or olive oil in. I just put water in and put the lid on it.
Hey, it works.
We love you, Messy Jesse. All right, legal questions for Joe Stanley. Here we go. 315-629-9570. Direct line to the studio, 315-421-9595.
All right, this first question comes from an anonymous loving wife. My husband received notice he had until 11:12 to pay a ticket before his license was suspended. He went on Friday, which was payday, at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they were closed. They were, of course, closed all weekend, and he wasn't able to make it yesterday as his Monday schedule doesn't allow it. But when he goes today, is there anything that can be done about the suspension? He's trying to avoid the extra $80 fee that wouldn't have been an issue if they'd been open on Friday.
Shannon, your husband still didn't pay his ticket.
I'm going to kill him. There were no signs or anything on the door. They were just closed.
It was a holiday. It was Veterans Day holiday Friday.
Why would they give him until 11:12, which was a Sunday on a holiday weekend?
Why hasn't he paid it before?
I would go down there and plead. Maybe they haven't. The suspension hasn't gone through.
Okay.
Maybe they'll take it. But he should have gone. Should have gone yesterday.
He should have gone in 2006.
2006. He's lucky it hasn't been suspended.
But he's had other tickets since then. We just got this out of the blue. I don't even remember this.
Well, somebody lost it. One of those towns. A lot of times they
Ithaca.
Lose it. Yeah, he's lucky.
Stupid Ithaca.
2006, you would have been suspended.
I know, I was all mad when we opened it. I'm like, you got a ticket last year? I thought it said 2016. He's like, I didn't get a ticket last year. We look at it closer, it says January 2006.
He's lucky he's not suspended.
2006?
Is he suspended? Has he checked that?
Yeah, well, usually it takes him a little time, but yeah. I would go down
time,
there.
That's 11 years.
Well, I mean, I've only
been telling him every day for the past 3 weeks to go pay this effing ticket.
Yeah, and it may be.
Waited until the last possible day and they were closed.
Yeah, and it may be that they've already sent it through and he's out of luck.
Yep.
The way she set that up, though.
It was nice.
I had to call her out and say, your husband hasn't paid his ticket because I've heard about this all week. Last week and this week.
Every single day I've been calling him, you're going to stop and pay that ticket today, right? Right?
Yeah, well, we got Joe Stanley.
Anyhow.
Yeah, good. He can come call me. I have a retainer for people like that. I have a special retainer.
My retainer? Am I on the same retainer, the special one?
What do you mean, the stupidity retainer? No. That only, you know, so if you do things like that, yeah. Really, that's what that is when you do those things. You're only costing yourself.
I mean, making me crazy.
He just calls your husband stupid.
I do every day.
Joe Stanley is here. Legal Tuesday and the Morning Mass brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. Contact Joe. Joe, how can I reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Yes, it's stanleylawoffices.com. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, and the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
Direct line to the studio here to talk to Joe Stanley, 315-421-9595. If you don't want to give us your name, that's cool. We don't need your name, just the question. Or 315-629-9570 is the text line.
This summer, I was staying at a friend's house for a couple weeks while visiting her in Buffalo. When I arrived and let myself in, she was at work and left me a key. Her boyfriend's dog attacked me before I could even get in, and he did serious damage to my face and right arm. Ooh. I got myself to the hospital. I'm now in physical therapy. I'm faced with extensive reconstructive surgeries. Her now ex-boyfriend won't even return our phone calls. My friend wants to help, but she doesn't have near enough money. Short of suing my friend or the ex, what are my legal options?
Sort of suing the owners of the dog, your legal options are limited to nothing. And if this is an apartment, the odds are they don't have any insurance, unless they have renter's insurance. But that's something you should really talk to a lawyer to investigate what your rights are, because I do handle these kind of things all the time, and they're sad. I mean, they're sad. There's some really bad bites. That dog, you should do something. Complain about the dog, because the dog shouldn't really be out there.
Yeah, attacking a face?
Yeah, the dogs that do that, it's probably not the first time, and it won't be the last. You should file the complaint with the health department and with the town or the city or wherever this is that regulates the dogs. And then,
what if the dog's just like protecting the house, though, because it happened inside the house?
Well, dogs that, then that's another issue. In most states, if you don't warn somebody, first of all, if you have a dog that does that and you don't tell the person, you leave him a key, yeah, and then the dog's out, then you're even setting
then
them
it's
up.
On you,
and
right?
You know, the sad thing in New York, the law doesn't allow you to sue somebody for negligence for being dumb like that. You still have to prove that the dog has dangerous propensities. Almost every other state you can. In other words, if you know your dog's going to do that and you don't tell somebody, or actually you set them up. That's,
yeah,
like, that's like a setup. That's a tort. That's negligence. Seems like it would be negligent that somebody forgot to tell you that the dog's going to bite your face off when you show up. But in New York, because of a very bad court ruling a few years back, you still have to show, even though the owner was dumb, you still have to show that the dog was had a propensity to do this, and it's, sometimes you can't.
It's the Morning Mess. We are Marty and Shannon. Text 315-629-9570. Joe, there's not really a question here, but I'll ask Joe. Maybe he can elaborate a little bit. We just get a text message. I want to ask Joe, I have a serious question, legal question, about protesters' rights. I think his wife must have been protesting or something, and looks like she got arrested. She's going to be sentenced in January, and he basically just said, what's protesters' rights? I'm sure you probably need more information than that,
well,
right?
Well, if you go and protest and you trespass or you do things that are in violation of the law, you are at risk of whatever the charges are that they give you. You have a right to protest under...
If they ask you to leave, do you have to leave?
Right, yeah, you can't trespass.
Okay, that's trespass.
You have a freedom of speech, but it's only in public areas and public places. Yeah. If you go onto private property, you don't have a right to be there. And if they ask you to leave and you don't leave, or you damage something, usually what happens is the protesters, if you just stay there and they haul you away, they probably don't. You just get a ticket, maybe pay a fine, or maybe they dismiss it.
So if it happened at a city hospital, then that would be trespassing.
Yeah,
if they ask you,
it's okay. A city hospital, because it's still not, that is not a public.
Because this person just said it happened at a city hospital, and now his wife is getting sentenced in January for
that. Yeah, well, and again, that depends on what the circumstances are, where you were doing it, what you were doing.
She should have a lawyer,
what you were charged with. Well, yeah. Absolutely need a lawyer. If you're already being sentenced, it's probably too late, because that means you've been convicted.
Gotcha. Any more questions for Joe?
Yeah, we got one more from Dave. Don't want to say where he's from. I was recently pulled over for a DUI, and my company has a strict policy of not hiring people with a DUI and firing anyone that gets a DUI while employed, because we have to drive a company vehicle. If I get fired because of this DUI, can I still receive unemployment benefits?
No.
Okay.
Right,
oh, wow.
That
sorry,
sounds,
Dave.
That's that is a for cause. That's, you're on, they may not protest it. I mean, you can, if you get fired, but they're going to say it was for cause. I mean, it's a company policy, And, you know, that's the way it is. Hopefully he has a lawyer for that. And I don't know, again, what the circumstances are, but that's one of those situations that you really need a lawyer to protect your rights, especially if your job is at risk.
But, Lee, go ahead.
But, yeah, if you get fired for cause, that's for unemployment. People don't know. If you get fired for cause, you can't collect unemployment if your employer contests it. And cause, we won't go into the legal. There's a lot of things that are for cause that you might not think are for cause.
Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. We do it every Tuesday at this time. Brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Our phone number is 1-800-608-3333 and at stanleylawoffices.com.
So anything from Shannon's husband not paying a ticket to dogs attacking to protest to that, getting a DUI at work. See, that's some great questions this morning. That's what it's all about.
And really, those are all things that you really either want to avoid or be proactive on. But that's why I stay in business, because
that's true.
People just sometimes
don't follow through.
Yes. We could say that. He could don't follow through. But again, Shannon, if he's interested and if he needs somebody to help him out, you know my email.
I do.
You know my email.
I got his email. I can tell you what it is. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
So next week, Legal Tuesday, Joe will be on the phone joining us. It's the Morning Mass at 95X. One more peek at your Tuesday morning commute. Traffic.